plunge the pure mind into the heart. One day it was suggested to Sri Maharishi that no spiritual progress could ever be made without sadhana or discipline. After a pause, he made these observations. Mind, it is that binds man, and the same mind, it is that liberates him. Mind is constituted of sankalpa and vikalpa, desire and disposition. Desire is of two kinds, the noble and the base. The base desires are lust and greed. Noble desire is directed towards enlightenment and emancipation. Base desire contaminates and clouds the understanding. Sadhana is easy for the aspirant who is endowed with noble desires. Calmness is a criterion of spiritual progress. Plunge the purified mind into the heart. Then the work is over. This is the essence of all spiritual discipline. During one of my visits, I was seated at some distance from the Maharishi. There were many devotees in the hall, and the usual silence prevailed. I remembered his injunction, plunge the pure mind into the heart, and decided to practice it then. I gazed at him and he gazed back at me. What followed was indescribable. His body seemed a glass case from which a blissful brilliance streamed out. More than half an hour passed this way. It was an experience unique and unforgettable. It confirmed Sri Ramakrishna's statement that spiritual experience can be transmitted from one person to another in the manner in which material things are handed over. So is it from Ramana Smriti, recorded by Swami Chidbhavananda of the Sri Ramakrishna Mission.